The numbers have fluctuated in recent years, but so far this season, about 97,000 chums and 116,000 kings have been caught by pollock fishermen. That will likely mean a new record for Chinook before the season tally is complete, according to fishery managers. Diana Strom, a North Pacific Fishery Management Council plan coordinator, says the problem is that at least a percentage of these fish would likely migrate to the Yukon or other western Alaska rivers to spawn and become catch for subsistence, sport, and commercial fishermen.
It's not a, by any sense, a one-to-one relationship, but there is a fraction of the bycatch that would return at some point to western Alaska's green system. So that's the overriding concern, is that as those bycatch numbers go up, there is some fraction of them that would have returned to the streams. We don't have absolute numbers and we don't have an absolute relationship.
However, the problem is big enough that the North Pacific Council is considering several alternative management plans. Past measures included large area closures and voluntary avoidance by the pollock fleet of hot spots where salmon tend to gather.
So what we're looking at currently is some combination of looking at alternatives for a hard cap, which would be an absolute limit on the pollock fishery. We're looking at trigger caps, which are limits that would, when you hit them, they would trigger a time area closure, which is similar to what the system we had before, but that would be with different time area closures. We're also looking at fixed closures that would be fixed area closures in time where bycatch is highest.
Strom says the problem is one that is shared by the entire pollock fleet and isn't limited to just one sector. Since salmon are a prohibited species, Strom says the bycatch can't be retained by the fleet.
Some of the bycatch is given, donated to food banks, and the rest of it is discarded.
The North Pacific Council's Salmon Bycatch Work Group, made up of pollock industry members and representatives from Western Alaska, met late last week to discuss some of the proposed alternative management plans. Strom, the staff member that heads up the group, says at this point the committee is in the process of putting together a report for the council.
So that when we go forward with an analysis of all these different alternatives, you know, the council will have all the information in front of them to say which direction they would like to go in based on the predicted impacts of taking any one of these or a combination of these measures.
Strom says the preliminary timeline is to have a draft analysis of all of the alternatives ready for the council by its June 2008 meeting. I'm Casey Kelly.